Jerry Bader Show, 10:06. I want to get to a number of things in this hour concerning the governor's race in Wisconsin. First, I want to do a little experiment. Now, I know there are those of you out there, don't talk about TV shows. I want to do a quick little experiment, and I'm going to explain why I'm doing this. If you're not currently watching the, I don't know what you would call it, the return of 24, it's not a sequel, it's just a continuation of where the series left off in 2010. I know when I ask this, it will mean nothing to you, but if you just stick with me on this, you'll see where I'm going. I would hope to get 5 volunteers of someone who watched 24 last night. If you are watching 24 and you have a DVR or whatever, you're not going to want to hear the segment. There's going to be a massive spoiler here. So if you have a DVR, if you this, that, or the other thing, you're not going to want to hear this. I would like to get 5, but I'll take as many volunteers as I can get. If you watched in its entirety the episode of 24 last night, and I guess we'll find out what the ratings for this thing is. Maybe I'm the only person watching it. 406-1360. 888-455-1360. I may get none. Perhaps nobody's watching it. Or everybody's DVRing it. If you watched, if you are watching it, you're not going to want to hear this segment because there is going to be a massive spoiler. I have a theory on something, and I want to test my theory on those who watched the entire episode of 24 last night. Let's start with Paul on the road. Hey, Paul, how you doing?
Hey, Jerry.
Okay, I have a question for you. You saw the whole episode, right?
Yep.
Do you believe President Heller is actually dead?
To put the twist in the story, I kind of thought the same thing, so I'm going to say no.
Was there anything specific that happened after the drone hit Wembley Stadium that made you suspect he wasn't dead? You missed it. Okay. Jim in Denmark, you watch 24. Do you think President Heller is really dead?
I am wondering if Chloe did something to scramble their signal to put a false picture in there or something to that order.
Oh, damn it. That's good. See, now I hadn't thought of that. But did you notice anything that happened after the drone strike that would have made you suspicious that he didn't really die?
No, I did not. I mean, you could tell it was all a computer-generated explosion type thing.
Right. See, now, it looks like, Jason, no more calls on this? All right. No one else has, maybe now that they're hearing where I'm going, even if they had watched. Jim, were you a watcher of the series in its first 10 years?
The last, 3 seasons, I think I had watched it very religiously. I watched the first 2 seasons on Netflix afterwards. I've missed a few in between there.
Okay. All right, hang on. I'm going to stop there because there's another caller. I want to see if somebody picked up on this. Jerry on the road. Jerry,
no,
go ahead.
Jerry on the road, but are you talking about after the thing went off that they didn't show Jack Bauer again?
Nope. That's not it. That's not it.
I don't think he's dead.
Why do you think that?
I don't know. Just all the things they've been slipping in this year and all the different crooks and turns in the thing this year. So
I'll tell you why I don't think he's dead, but I could be wrong on this, and it might be a mistake on the producers. Were you a watcher of the show throughout most of its run?
Yes.
Do you remember the tradition whenever one of the good guys died, what would they do at the end of the episode? There was a tradition. They would do the silent clock to end the hour. They wouldn't do the bleep, bleep, beep, beep. They would run the.
Oh, okay.
They would run the clock in honor of that person silently. The hour would wrap up, you know, 10:58:59.
Yeah.
And they would do it silent.
And it did beep last night.
The clock bleeped last. It did beep last night.
Yeah.
I can't believe they would screw that up. Either that or they're just trying to mess with people like me. I don't know. Thanks a lot. Because that the drone strike comes in. The president has surrendered himself to save London. He has given himself up to this terrorist, Margo Al-Harazi. She has control of U.S. drones over Europe. And he puts himself on the center mound, or whatever it's called, at Wembley. And a drone comes in and takes him out. Very powerful to end the hour. And I was waiting for the silent clock. Whenever one of the good guys would die, to honor that character, They would count out the final seconds silently to the end of the hour. They didn't this time. It did the beep, 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 like it always does. So we'll see. I'm either onto something or I'm reading way too much into it. I guess we'll find out. There was a story that, it doesn't even originate in Wisconsin exactly, but it's about Wisconsin. New Republic. Rush Limbaugh talked about this yesterday, and clearly he hadn't read the whole piece. It's incredibly long. There's a piece in New Republic written by one Alec McGillis. Here's the headline. The unelectable whiteness of Scott Walker, a journey through the poisonous, racially divided world that produced a Republican star. Here's the case, and I'll get to more of this in 5 minutes. Here's the case that Alec McGillis makes, that there are those who see Scott Walker as one who can unite the conservative movement, who can be a uniter when, in fact, nothing could be further from the truth. And Alec McGillis points to the fact that Wisconsin is a racist, racist state. Scott Walker feeds off that racism, and it's fueled by talk radio. Alrighty, then. We'll get into all of that in 5 minutes. It's 10:14.
The Jerry Bader Show. WTAQ News, Talk, Sports.
When Donna created the